From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Thursday, September 12th. If you're enjoying our extended summer, you will enjoy today. Mostly sunny and warm with a high near 93. We'll feel the heat and humidity this afternoon with heat index values approaching 100 across the region. Another school district's teachers are taking the first steps toward a strike. The Illinois Education Association says teachers in Murfreesboro have cleared the way for a potential walkout. This is the second year the Murfreesboro Education Association has talked about a potential strike. Last year, a contract was agreed to in the 11th hour. The MEA says the school district is on solid financial ground this year and needs to make good on past promises. Earlier this week, Carbondale District 95 teachers and staff announced their intention to strike if a new contract can't be worked out. Well, budgets and enrollment were top of mind for SIU trustees as they met in a working session yesterday. Increased spending from the state means campuses all over Illinois have a bit more breathing room. When it comes to enrollment, though, trustees expressed support for efforts showing progress in recruitment and retention. Board Chair Phil Gilbert says despite new technologies, leaders must remember it's all about the students.
I just don't want to lose the personal touch. You know, when someone calls an advisor, the advisor, you know, ought to say, well, when do you want to come to campus?
Adoption of this year's operating budget is on the agenda, which includes a 3% budget cut for the Carbondale campus and pay raises for the Edwardsville campus. Trustees meet in regular session today in Edwardsville. A new report shows the share of federal spending on children was at an all-time low in fiscal year 2019. The 13th annual Children's Budget Book, being released today, finds that the share of spending on children at 7.21%. It's down 10% in the past 4 years. Bruce Leslie is president of First Focus on Children, the nonprofit behind the report. He says the country needs to fund what's most important, our kids' future.
The federal budget is a moral document, and it really shows what your priorities are as a nation. And our nation is failing to invest in our kids' future and failing them.
For the first time ever, the share we are spending on things such as education and child abuse prevention is less than what we're spending on interest on the national debt. The president's 2020 budget calls for even deeper cuts to kids' programs and would direct billions of dollars to the border wall. An event this fall in southern Illinois will try to develop strategies to address what organizers say is the urgent crisis of climate change. John Wallace is a founding member of Shawnee Forest Defense, one of the groups sponsoring the Resurgence 2019 North American Forest and Climate Movement Convergence. He says there will be 7 strategic action sessions that ideally will produce concrete plans to deal with the climate crisis.
We are going to join together and we are going to be involved in implementing powerful reform. Well, actually, it's too late for reform. We need resistance to the forces that are destroying this planet.
Wallace says the resistance needs to be against unending exploitation of our natural resources for economic growth. The Climate Movement Convergence is scheduled for October 11th through the 14th at the Shawnee National Forest. More information is available on our webpage. Well, weather-wise today, it's going to be another sunny, warm, and humid day across the region. It's going to feel more like, July. Look for high today of 92. Winds will be calm out of the southwest at 5 to 9 miles an hour. We'll feel the heat and humidity this afternoon. Look for heat index values nearing 100. That will give way to mostly clear conditions tonight with an overnight low of 71. Tomorrow there is a slight chance we might see some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Not much in the way of relief, though. We'll be partly sunny skies with a high around 89. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.